This is the Friends of History Debating Society. I'm John Batchelor. The book is The Spy Who Changed History. I read from the presentation at Cambridge, 1 August 2018, in Archive Center, Our Collections, Women at Churchill. A new book by Archives by fellow Svetlana Lakova, The Spy Who Changed History, explores the Soviet penetration of U.S. universities, revealing the untold story of, quote, Stalin's most audacious intelligence operation, end quote, based on considerable new archival research from documents and papers held at the Churchill Archives Center. Svetlana Lakova's book concentrates on a period of systematic academic espionage by the Soviet Union dating back to before the Magnificent Five, Cambridge spy ring. I take you now to the book launch at Cambridge University of The Spy Who Changed History. It is Friday, May 18th, 2018. Svetlana, a very good evening to you. Where was your book launch? Who attended? And what did you do to thank everybody for being there? Good evening.
Good evening. So, good evening, John. Thank you for having me. The book launch took place at the Makram Lecture Theater, which is quite a, you know, largest lecture theater belonging to Corpus Christi College, which is the home of my former professor and mentor, Christopher Enge.
At Cambridge University. It's a Friday evening, and what do you do for a book party? Do people just applaud you? What did you have to do that night?
Well, so in this case, what I chose to do is I chose to give a presentation of my book. So it's quite, you know, usually book parties are more just sort of you give a short speech thanking people for everything, etc. But in this particular case, because there was so much interest in the book, their idea was originally to, so first of all, to give a presentation, you know, talk about the book. And for that, we had a guest of honor who is the official historian of the FBI. A gentleman called John Fox, and it took us quite a few months to have it all arranged because he had to have the FBI and the State Department to approve his visits to Cambridge because he helped me from the FBI side to find documents for my book. And of course, this was a huge honor to have him there. So we are on stage, myself and John Fox. We present and we have a dialogue about my book. So in effect, I'm having a debate with FBI.
Who else was in attendance at the party that you can, who you can remember?
Ordinarily, of course, the book launch is attended by, you know, friends, or if it's at the university, also by students and professors. And I had all of that. So I had friends, I had family, I had students, and I have professors, which is the normal bit of the book launch attendance. However, also in the audience, there were a bunch of spies. Some were the British ones, and some were the American ones, including the ones from the DIA.
So what you were doing was gathering agents of competing intelligence agencies. And why were they there? Did they talk to you about it? What do you believe they were attending for?
Well, at that point, I thought that they were attending because, you know, they were genuinely interested in my research, and perhaps they were. But at the same time, it's clear that because the unfortunate circumstances is that around the same time, and we talked about this in at your last show, just very shortly before that, the news came out that Stefan Halper was a government informer. And he's the man who set false stories about me and General Flynn and leaked them to the media. But the news that came out just a few days before was that he also was the official informer for the FBI. So he provided that false information to the government. And so it looks like a lot of people who gathered there, although they used my book launch as an excuse to be there, but actually they were trying to sort of gain my confidence and try to perhaps do damage limitation.
And the book launch, do you remembering it now, in other words, you have a room full of competing agents, you're making your presentation about your book, What do you remember most about those days? Because you have made it very clear to everyone who will listen to you that there is no truth to the allegation that you are a GRU agent representing the Kremlin seeking to recruit the then director of the DIA, Michael Flynn. This is dating back to the winter of 2014. You've said repeatedly to your mentor, Christopher Andrew, to several newspaper reporters in the United States and in Britain, and some of them have published your statement saying there's no truth to it. I believe General Flynn's security at the dinner has said there's no truth to it. You have said there's no truth to it. You also at this point know that it was Stephen Halper, the former professor at Cambridge University, who I believe has now resigned in 2018. Yes, he's gone. You know that he's the source of all this. So remembering back on it, what is your memory of that book party? That you had been vindicated, that the matter was settled, that people were excited about meeting you? What do you remember?
Well, all of the above, but it was just frantic. So first of all, obviously you, John, interview, very established authors, all the time, and you do, so well. Now, remember, this was my first time. That was my first baby ever. And I had to, write that book and submit that book under those horrendous, circumstances of being constant in the news and being harassed, etc. And yet I did it. So not only I worked very hard to produce a good book, which is the normal, thing that you have to do, but also it was extraordinary circumstances. So on one level, it's this sense of relief because here is your baby, your book. We had the early copies finally, which you remember the time where you hold, the early copy of your first book. Everyone remembers that feeling. So you're feeling fantastic. You're feeling on top of the world. At the same time, it's frantic. Because you're organizing, the invitations, you're organizing the drinks after the event, you're organizing making sure that everyone comes, you're dealing with the press inquiries, so it's all super exciting. But at the same time, this Halper story is happening in parallel, and people are also asking me a lot about that at the same time. And so there was this feeling on one level of this jubilation that I did it, I published. I'm now a Svetlana Lukova, the published author. And the fact that I can gather this big audience, is great. This is so good. But at the same time, I just couldn't understand why this Halper story just would not go away and that people wouldn't focus their attention on him rather than on me with regards to the scandal. And why can't I just go back to my normal academic life?
You knew it was a lie. You're telling people it was a lie that you had left with General Flynn. And people listened to you. And the newspapers have published this. So the puzzle is, why were those spies there? Why were those agents from competing agencies? Given the facts of the matter, that's a puzzle to everyone now, years later. The facts that you've stated of the dinner of 2014, no one has refuted. No one. Not then, not now. And the night of the 18th of May in Cambridge University, no one is there to refute it. Is that correct? No one is saying, well, you're lying, Svetlana.
No, nobody's saying that. But at the same time, as you say, it remains a puzzle because it seems like they never told me that, they never explained to me why they were there. They, used the excuse of the book launch to be there. But at the same time, they never told me why they wanted to know what I would do next. They just basically, it looks like, my only, I suppose, speculation would be that, when the documents about Halper came out, when the information about Halper came out, they were looking at, I suppose, damage limitation. And then, so that's how I ended up in this surreal situation where on one level, this is my book launch and I'm supposed to be the happiest person. And at the same time, things just not going away.
Svetlana Lukova, the book that we're talking about is The Spy Who Changed History, which is a wonderful romantic tale of Stalin coming up by himself with the idea of how to be a spy in America in the 1930s, especially on the aerospace business at that, well, the airplane business at the time wasn't space yet. Forgive me, I'm out of place. But in any event.
No, John, you're right though. He ended up, by the way, very quickly, he ended up, the central character ended up at the origins of the Russian space program as well, having done the aeronautics, first, because he lived a very, very long life. And so towards the end of his life, so you're actually spot on that he was indeed at the origins of the space race.
And that's
which, by the way,
that was what the book was about, but the room full of spies, it's wonderful to think of them all standing around trying to imagine how they're going to take this story of this young woman who has a book about Stalin, and they're going to turn this into a story that makes sense to the American public and perhaps to the Mueller investigation that ongoing. Svetlana, every once in a while, do you laugh about this? Ever? How absurd that scene was? A room full of spies?
Yes, because, you know, I'm having, after I gave the presentation and I had this huge round of applause and then it was followed by drinks and dinner and I have this queue of the spies wanting to talk to me. And I to this day don't know whether I'm just such a great researcher and so interesting to them or that they were interested in something else. So, I suppose I lie. So I suppose that I feel that, you know, it was very, very funny on one level, but on the other level, of course, it was very sad at the same time.
We will tell the story next time of the defense of Stefan Halper, a man who has falsified everything about Svetlana's conduct at Cambridge University. We will tell the defense of Stefan Halper because that begins within weeks of Svetlana's book party. The Spy Who Changed History is the book. Svetlana Lukova is the author. This is Friends of History Debating Society. I'm John Batchelor.